Down at the bottom there, you can see our where the support comes from. Mainly, we've gotten some money from Cotton Incorporated, kind of bleed over into doing this work, as well as the Alabama Cotton Commission, and also some of our chemical company cooperators. Kira has already talked about target spot, and it is prevalent in certain varieties, particularly in the southern part of Alabama, Florida Panhandle, and southwest Georgia. When you get out of that area, it kind of hit and miss, although this year I did see a lot of target spot over in Prattville, which is just north of Montgomery. And given the right variety, we have used fungicides in the past. I have to say that although Kira showed that 1646 did get some or suffered some defoliation from target spot, you go out in producer fields, it's pretty hard to find. And so by and large, a lot of the issues with that disease have been solved just by planting that variety. And I've already mentioned aerialate mildew, so I really won't go into that anymore. The first test I'm going to talk about was done in 2017. Used phytogen 499. That was the last year the seal was available. It was planted in early May, which is our general planting date in that particular area. I do include a cover spray program as one of the treatments, and I mentioned it earlier for the when I was talking about aerialate mildew, and it's just a positive control to kind of take out as much of the or provide a high level of control as we possibly can. I use a 1-10 rating scale and then convert those values to percent defoliation. And with the fungicide trials, it gets a little tricky sometimes when you get in and do the ratings. You can get too late, and as mentioned earlier, I mean, you're getting defoliation on cotton past cutout, and probably doesn't mean a whole lot, although it can give you an idea of at least of the performance of the product and the residual activity that you get from them. And very quickly here, the treatment programs, Maravis, a couple of Maravis top Maravis programs, Elatus, all new SDHI products, Paraxor, two rates. Quadris is the original product that was used for target spot control. Then you have the Paraxor Bravo cover spray program and a Vellum Total followed by Propulse. Now, this wasn't a nematicide test. This was to look at maybe the additive effects from an in-furrow followed by application of Vellum Total followed by Propulse. And if you look at the defoliation ratings, which is the lines, all the fungicides reduce the level of disease as compared with the fungicide, the non-fungicide treated control. And there were some sizable differences among the treatments, not sizable, but the cover spray program did provide better control than most of the other treatments, which basically gave a similar level of reduction in defoliation due to target spot. And then you have your yields. There were a significant impact of most of the fungicide programs on yields. Not a lot of difference in, there's no difference in performance of the fungicide programs, but one of the Paraxor and Quadris programs had similar yields to that non-treated control. And one of the surprises was the high yields we obtained with the Vellum Total followed by Propulse. I wouldn't have expected that necessarily, but there it is. So we'll go over to 2018, and a little bit more of a tricky production year in that we had tremendous amounts of rainfall season long. I think we at both of these locations were somewhere between 15 and 20 inches of rain over the 30-year average. We were able to get the Bruton study in time, early May, but the Gulf Coast study was actually planted in early May, was washed out by a nice little old 6-inch thunderstorm, and had to be replanted again. In both studies, there were stand issues due to the heavy rainfall early in the spring, and to add insult to injury, at the Gulf Coast location, we had a thunderstorm sometime in July that decided to partially lean all of our cotton to the west a little bit. So kind of open the canopy up a wee bit. And, of course, the big thing on target spot is canopy coverage. If you don't have canopy coverage, first bloom, third week in bloom, you can kind of forget about getting a whole lot of target spots. So you do need that canopy coverage. And so we didn't have as dense a canopy in either of these studies that I really would have liked to have seen. So we've gone out. We take multiple disease ratings. Actually, I start usually about the third week of bloom and rate them every 7 to 14 days up until the point of cutout. The Gulf Coast study, there's a lot of similarities between the fungicide treatments. Here there are several Propulse programs, both in-furrow and over-the-top. One additional one with Proline in it. We looked at Proline itself and two rates of Pyraxor. And there was a reduction in the amount of defoliation due to with most of the fungicide programs except the first two Propulse ones. Not a lot of disease out there even in the non-treated control, but because of the stand issues and that I already described, we didn't see any differences in yield among the treatments. So the untreated control was just as good as everything else. These are some of the other products that were evaluated in this program. In the standard program, positive negative control are in yellow. So, again, Miravis top looked good in 2017, and it did a pretty fair job in 2018. It's something I think I saw, in 2016, that this particular chemistry, Depadan, does have pretty good efficacy against target spot. And then there were some other products in there, the Amistar top, to kind of look at some other materials. The latest did reasonably well here, although little iffy in some other situation. And Helmstar is an azoxystrobe and generic TEB combo. Didn't do anything, at least in this particular trial, though in some other tests, azoxystrobe in itself does just fine. But again, no differences in yield, simply due to the fact that we just didn't have as pretty a cotton as we'd like to have. Bruton was somewhat, as I mentioned, the same situation. These ratings are late. It took a long time for the canopy to close in this particular study, so even the September 17th rating date is at the point of time when you, as late as I normally would take ratings. Not a lot of disease pressure in this particular trial, but again, there are some differences among the fungicide programs as far as the level of control, with the Pyraxor looking good, and we're getting some reduction with the Top Guard, but here, the Propulse programs or the Proline really didn't help. Now, also went out on September 26th and took another look. And one of the things that happened in between was we had a tremendous increase in the amount of aerialate mildew. So the difference between these two rating dates, which is the third column, is largely attributed to aerialate mildew. Plus, it also demonstrates the residual activity that we're seeing from the different products. And you can see that the Propulse in programs and Proline didn't do particularly well, but there was little increase either in target spot or aerialate mildew between those two rating dates. So actually, the Pyraxor is demonstrating really good long-term residual activity in this particular situation, regardless of how late it is. And then these are some of the other products that were screened at this particular location. Again, the Miravis top in there did fairly well on the target spot and demonstrated pretty good residual activity, particularly the Miravis top alone. And then the BAS product is an SDHI experimental, and regardless of the application rate, it did a fine job at the earlier rating date and continued to provide really good residual activity up through the end of September. So, again, the amount of defoliation here wouldn't have had any impact on yield, but it certainly demonstrated residual activity. One other point I wanted to touch on the trial at Bruton, and I don't have the numbers for the one at Gulf Coast, is the fact that we go in and take bowl counts. So we're trying to get an idea of how many open bowls there are out there, and we're also looking at the number of lock bowls or hard lock. And One of the things that showed up this year because of all the rainfall that we had, it may also have been related to the variety, is that we had a tremendous level of hardlock. And you'll notice that none of the fungicides provided any reduction in statistical reduction when compared with that non-treated control in the level of hardlock that we saw in that cotton. Now, there were some differences in the number of open bowls with the Miravastop doing better than a lot of the other treatments, but, you know, it's a little iffy as to exactly how much impact that had on yield. There were differences, but the control actually was yielded as well as the best fungicide program. So, again, the slow canopy development probably hurt us a good bit here. These are the Propulse treatments and the one Paraxor. And the issue I mentioned earlier was, again, there was no difference in the number of locked bowls. And it was disappointing to see that none of the products that we screened, which have a diverse level of activity over a number of different fungi, just did not provide any protection at all for this problem. Now, hardlock, when it's dry in September, we don't see a lot of hardlock. You know, this year it rained cats and dogs through most of September, and it was a problem for us as well as the growers, and I'm sure it had a major impact on yield in this particular area. So no differences in yield to take home. But the Miravastop and the BAS product really showed good efficacy against target spot. Would like to see them under higher disease pressure settings, but also based on what I saw at Bruton, we may be getting good residual activity against aerialate mildew as well. Another thing that's important with these products due to the cost factor is there's really no rate response. So it's something I've seen in the past with Paraxor. And headline is that we could get away even with target spot and use the lowest label rate of those products and still get a reasonable level of control to kind of as a means of keeping our costs in line. The Paraxor was quite good as far as its control and residual activity. That's something that we've seen in the past. The Elatus was a little erratic this year, although in years past it has performed fairly well. Also, the other fungicide programs are a bit iffy. I know TopGuard has a label, and it just didn't perform as well as it might have done in some other settings. None of them help with hardlock. So at this point in time, we really don't have an answer that we could go to the growers with. I think Cura didn't show some of the data from Brute, and I think there's some differences in the level of hardlock among some of the varieties that we looked at down at that location, with I actually think Delta Pine 1646 having among the least locked bowls, at least at that location. And we did get a yield response, and I think we can largely attribute that to the fact that the crop didn't develop as very well. The yield, this low yields kind of show you that the cotton was not particularly good, those low seed yields. So the storm damage and the thinner stands certainly interfered with the results we'd like to see. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them at this point.